Our thought for the day at 6 minutes to eight.
More people should be prescribed statins to prevent heart attacks and strokes. That's the finding of research published in The Lancet. Scientists looked back at previous studies and concluded that 2,000 lives could be saved every year if more people were given the drugs which lower cholesterol. Professor Colin Bagent is a consultant in public health at Oxford University and one of those behind this latest study, and he's here in the studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, doctors up until now have been reluctant to prescribe statins for people who don't have high cholesterol, not least because they are cholesterol-lowering drugs, and also because of the fears of risk that have been associated with them.
That's right, to some extent. We've had great success in reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes over the last few decades, but the problem we still have is that over half of heart attacks and strokes come out of the blue in people who are previously healthy, had no problems. So if we're going to have some impact on that, we've got to consider offering treatments to healthy people. Now, statins, as we've shown, are very effective at preventing heart attacks and strokes, and they do that throughout the range of risk, from someone who's very low risk right up to very high risk. The research that we've completed shows that very clearly. And it also shows that the benefits of statin therapy greatly outweigh any hazards that they may have.
Would you advise anybody over a certain age to take statins?
Well, the idea that you treat everybody over a certain age is not ours. That's one way of selecting people at somewhat above average risk. There are other ways of doing it. And in fact, at the moment, GPs calculate people's risk of heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years. And they offer statin therapy to people who have more than 20% risk over the next decade of having such an event. We're saying that we could actually lower that to lower levels, and we would bring into benefit many more people. So if we lowered it to 10% over 10 years, about another 5 million people would benefit.
But we are talking about conditions that result from somebody's lifestyle. So is it right to intervene with drugs and that rather than, and does it make sense on a financial basis to do that, rather than say, look, you should be stopping smoking, you shouldn't be eating so much?
Well, why don't we do both? I mean, it would be beneficial for people to look at their diet and eat healthily, to stop smoking, to exercise more. But it would also be beneficial, as we've shown, for statin therapy to be used more widely.
Does that account on the cost basis as well? Because some people say, well, you cannot prescribe to give this sort of thing. But I notice that you say it's not only 2,000 fewer deaths, it's also 10,000 fewer heart attacks. And one imagines there are cost savings there.
There are cost savings. These drugs are very cheap. A year's worth of statin costs about £16, much less than a gym membership. It's very important that we get across that these drugs are very cost-effective, they work, they're safe, and they could be used much more widely to save lives.
Just very briefly, would you advise people to go to their doctor to find out what their risk is, and if it's over 10%, ask for statins?
Well, the NICE have said that they're going to look at this research and try and work out whether it merits revision of the guidelines. So that's coming. People should think about their risk.
Professor Colin Bagent, thank you very much.
It's 3 minutes.